Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Young People's Day service. Thank you all very much for coming. Firstly, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers, for bringing your children to Jigsaw and Blast each week. As everyone will see today, there are great bunch of children, and it has been our great pleasure and privilege to help guide them to a greater understanding of God's love for them and us. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the leaders, Julie, Linda, Isabel and Emma as well, for all their hard work and commitment throughout the year. In Luke chapter 18, verse 16, it says, "But Jesus called the children to him and said, 'Let the little children come unto me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.'"
He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
This year's Youth and Children's Project aims to encourage children and young people to build their faith on the strong foundations of Jesus and to know that they have Jesus as the basis for everything they do. The Bible teaches us about what it means to be a follower of Jesus and helps us to understand the Christian foundations of the faith and how we should live. We are also commanded to share our faith with others to help them build their faith.
In Pakistan, Christians are a small minority and a persecuted part of society. Women are rarely educated to a high standard. The United Bible Training Centre aims to teach women and girls the basic of faith and discipleship so that they can go back to their churches and communities and teach others the foundations of their faith. In Culmount, there is a growing church community with an increasing number of children, toddlers and babies, but with no appropriate space for them. They hope to rebuild an outhouse at the back of the church with all the facilities they need for the young people on a Sunday morning and other activities during the week. The teaching for the project focuses on the story that Jesus told of the wise and the foolish builders in Matthew 7. Jesus showed that when we build our life on the foundation of rock, on God and his word, we stand strong and are not knocked by the storms that hit us. We want to encourage our children and young people to build the foundations of their faith on Jesus as their rock and to display that faith for others to use.
Jesus often uses parables to teach to help people understand his word and how he wants us to live. The parable of the wise and foolish builders from the Sermon on the Mount. Are we wise or foolish builders? Do we have a good foundation?
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Now, we're all going to stand and sing hymn number 266, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Oh.
In the parable of the wise and foolish builders, Jesus compares those people who hear his words and act upon them, the wise builders, and those people who hear his words but do not act upon them, the foolish builders. The difference between either a wise or a foolish builder is not whether or not we have heard Jesus' words, since both types of builder did hear them. The difference between a wise and foolish builder is whether or not they have acted upon Jesus' words and trust him as the rock and foundation of their daily lives.
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
You going to do this bit? Singing again.
Well, maybe we'll do the other readings while we sing after.
Oh, we're going to miss some out. All right. It's hard to get the help nowadays. Right, okay. Emma? You? Emma's very kindly standing in for Ben, who was very sick last night and is not able to be with us today.
The two house builders. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, and the wind blew hard against that house. But it did not fall, because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was.
Shall we sing now, Jean, do you think?
Well, maybe could we pray?
Yes, okay.
As we learn to share together. Be with us today and in the week ahead. Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for Jigsaw. Jesus is good, super, and wonderful. Amen.
Thank you very much, Rachel and Gareth, and all the readers so far. And we're now going to sing again. Is that
yes.
All right?
Yeah, I think we're back on track.
Okay, I hope, David, you're able to follow us in the gallery because we've gone completely off the service for that time. So we're going to sing, and and we're going to sing, first of all, Jesus, love is very wonderful, and then that's going to flow straight into our God is a great big God. So we're going to start now and sing that.
Little ones to him belong.
Jigsaw and Blast are now going to entertain you a little bit with a building rhyme.
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and why do you not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground with a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
Everyone who hears the word of God is building a house. The one who hears God's word but does not do what it says is like a foolish builder who builds his house on sand. That house will be crushed in a storm. The one who hears the word of God and obeys it is like a wise man that builds his house on solid rock. That house will stand up to any storm. Wise people build their faith and trust on the foundation of God's word. This faith stands strong against the storms of life.
He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
Okay, David, I'm not sure. Is the video going to be able to be played or? Whilst you're seeing if it...
This is Sunana. She comes from a country called Pakistan. She lives in a small village in central Punjab. She has three older sisters and two younger brothers, the youngest of whom is still in school. After doing her school leaving exams, she joined the one-year discipleship course at the United Bible Training Centre in January 2017, which she has now completed. As a Christian in Pakistan, she is often treated badly by other students in school and sometimes the teachers as well. Despite this, she has a great desire to share the good news of Jesus with others. Sunana hopes to join the women's team of Operation Mobilization, which is based in Lahore, Pakistan, This team is led by another graduate of the discipleship course. This year's project will support the running of several courses at the United Bible Training College. It will train other girls and young women in the foundations of discipleship and ministry. We hope they can have an impact on the churches and communities all across Pakistan. This is Jamie. He lives in County Cavan with his mum, dad and brothers Craig, Alex and Lewis. He and his family attend Kittlemount Presbyterian Church. After many years of having very few children in the congregation, Kittlemount are really encouraged to have a growing number of children and young people. Jamie's about to finish his time in Sunday school, but when he started, there was just one.
Boys and girls, mums.
This year, the Presbyterian Church in Ireland's youth and...
That's grand, David's fine. We're having a few technical
across
this morning. It's okay, just leave.
Pakistan. This is Jamie. He lives in County Cavan with his mum, dad and brothers Craig, Alex and Lewis. He and his family attend Kittlemount Presbyterian Church. After many years of having very few children in the congregation, Kittlemount are really encouraged to have a growing number of children and young people. Jamie's about to finish his time in Sunday school, but when he started, there was just one other person. Things are very different now. Sunday school meets during the service. They all learn the same story but do activities in three separate age groups. It's hard in such a small room. There are at least 10 younger children to start Sunday school in the next few years and they will not all fit. The old stable block at Kilmont would make a great space for Sunday school, so the congregation have big plans to develop it. This year's project will help to resource this new space as the children and young people are taught the foundations of their faith and encouraged on their journey of discipleship. The Bible says in Psalm 62 verse 2, "He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." In both Pakistan and Kittlemount, we want the buildings where people are meeting to be safe and secure, but more importantly, we want to make their faith secure. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the foundation of our faith. And as we follow him, he will be strong in us like a fortress that cannot be destroyed. Strong foundations keep a house standing, and they also keep our faith secure. Thank you for being part of our project.
Trial, which fits in really well with our talk today. So we've heard about the project that the Sunday School are going to be supporting this year. The Sunday Schools in all the Presbyterian churches throughout Ireland will be raising funds to support those two projects. And anybody remember where the lady came from, what country she lived in? Pakistan. No, I haven't been there either, but it's a really, really, really different place from here. And out in Pakistan, girls don't get to go to school often. I can see the smiles a little bit from the girls. The boys have to go to school. Yeah, that's not very fair. It's important that both boys and girls go to school. And so the churches there have recognised the importance of giving girls an education on how to read and to write and do their sums and all of that, but also to give them an education about what their Christian faith means for them so that they can learn that and be able to go out into the world and share the good news with others and be able to help others, and also be able to challenge those who may indeed not like them. So it gives them a really good, strong foundation in Jesus and his love for them. And then we heard about, what was his name? Little boy in the name of Jamie. How do you remember that? Jamie. Yes, we learned about Jamie, and he is not that far away from you, Jamie, just across the border in Kilmount Presbyterian Church. And when Jamie went to Sunday school, there was only one other child in his class, in his Sunday school, and he was 10 years older than him. Imagine that. Imagine being 5 and the only other person in your Sunday school was someone aged 15. But now in Kilmount, as Jamie has gone through Sunday school, more and more families have joined that church. More and more babies have been born to the families who belong to that church. And now they're too big to fill the room. Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't it be great to have so many people at First Oma that we fill the Rowan Hall? Those days did happen in the past. We trust in God that they may indeed happen again in the future. What is happening in Kilmount? Our little church has only a very small room where they all have to be learnt and taught together. And so they're going to do a building project. What's the building project? Did anybody even notice what it was? They've got a little farm hut that they're going to knock down and build up into a lovely room that will accommodate some school in different classes. So the project this year, the money will go to support Dunana in Pakistan and Jamie in Kilmount as they learn about the foundations of their faith that will help them as they grow and as they live in the world today. Now I'd just like to share a little bit, a story that was something that I saw whenever I was probably Jack's age, maybe. I used to love Blue Peter. Do you guys watch Blue Peter? Is it still on the TV?
Yeah.
It is on, is it? Oh, good. Well, whenever I watched Blue Peter, the presenter on Blue Peter was John Noakes. Hands up if you remember John Noakes. Yeah, you all admire that. Good number of your mummies and daddies, some of your grannies and grandmas, remember a man called John Noakes. And John Noakes was an amazing presenter. He was really good, he was really funny. But you know something? He was really brave. And I saw a little clip on YouTube, it was circulating through Facebook the other week, about John Noakes. And he did something unbelievable. He climbed up the side of Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square on just a ladder that was propped up against Nelson's Column. And I remember watching it as a child and was absolutely petrified, and I was even more petrified as an adult watching it, thinking he had no harness on. He was trusting in the ladder. He was trusting in Nelson's Column that it wouldn't give way. He was trusting in the ground underneath, and he was trusting in the people that were guiding him up the ladder. Now, I don't like heights, so I wouldn't go up more than 4 steps on a ladder. Never mind all the way up to Nelson's Column. Have any of you been to London? Few people have been to London. Maybe you might have seen Nelson's Column. It's a big, tall tower. And on the very top of it, my great uncle Horatio's on it, looking over London. He's Horatio Nelson, and he was an admiral in the Navy. I have no idea whether he's related to me or not. That might be a wee fib that I've just told. An untruth in church, isn't that awful? So anyway, I'll have to do my history and find out if we are related to Horatio. My auntie's called Harriet, so maybe, you know. Anyway, aside. So he's up on the top of this big tower, and he can see right out all over London. But there are lots of pigeons up there, and it was getting very messy. So John Noakes went up to help to clean the statue. Apparently he was just walking by, and he saw them doing it. He thought, that would be great for Blue Peter. Went down to the studios, got a camera team, came along, climbed up to the top. Who would climb up to the top of the ladder, the top of Nelson's Column? Way, you're very brave. But he did it because he trusted that there was good solid ground on Trafalgar Square that wasn't going to give way. Now, I made a jelly earlier last night to bring in this morning. It's in the fridge in the kitchen, but I forgot to turn it out of its mould, so you don't have it to see. But imagine, instead of the foundations of Trafalgar Square, the ladder that John Noakes was to climb was on top of a jelly. Who would climb up the ladder when it was resting on a jelly?
What does a jelly do? It wobbles. It wibbles and it wobbles and it wibbles and it wobbles. And if you put a ladder on it and then a person on it, what might happen? It would fall over and it would collapse. Or imagine that instead of it being Trafalgar Square on the ground, it was in the little fountain and it was resting on deep water. Would you climb? Oh, maybe it was on a boat in deep water and it was going like this and the ladder was going like this. Would you climb?
I don't think I would climb.
I think John Noakes would probably climb it because he was brave and he trusted in the people that were doing that. So what does this mean about us and about building our lives on Jesus? You've been looking at the wise and the foolish man. Well, when we build our trust and we put our trust in Jesus, then we can be secure that no matter what happens in life, whether we go through difficult times, whether we're in the midst of a storm and things are going a wee bit rocky, whether we're worried about our friends, maybe your best friend's fallen out with you and you're crying because you're lonely and you're sad. When you trust in Jesus and know that he will always be with you, that he will always support you, and that he will help you to live your life in a good way, then he might, as you come to him in prayer, he might say to you, you know, I think, Lillianne, you should go and say to your friend, can we not be friends again? Would you please be my friend again? I'm sorry if I hurt you or whatever. Or I forgive you because you hurt me. Because that's what Jesus tells us to do, isn't it? He tells us to love people and he tells us to forgive people. And so we can know all this in our head. That's like the man, the foolish man. He hears all those words. He knows all those things. He's been to Sunday school. He comes to church. He knows all these things. But actually, when it comes to putting it into practice, no, I don't think I could do that. Because God, that might not work out well. I might look foolish. But when Jesus gives us a way and teaches us how to live our lives, when we trust in him and follow it through, good things will happen to us, even in difficult times. So when we fall out with a friend and we go, you know, we need to really make friends with them again, we go and we ask them either to forgive them or ask them to forgive you. And then you can be friends again. It's much better to be friends with someone than not, isn't it? You prefer to have lots of friends and lots of enemies. So there are many things in God's word that teach us how to live and to show kindness and care and forgiveness and love to others. So we are to trust in Jesus' words, not just to know them in our heads, but to have them rooted in our hearts and live them out in our lives. And then we'll be like the wise man who builds his house on the rock, who stands firm and who knows that Jesus is with him and that as he seeks to follow him, he will always be with him and support him and help him in life. And so I hope that you remember this particular Children's Day and you remember the most important thing in life is to put your faith and your trust in Jesus and to seek to follow him and live as he lived, showing love and kindness and goodness to others and letting people see God and how much God loves each one of us. Thank you all very much for listening. And I'm now going to invite Emma up and she's going to do the prayers for others and we're going to pray for Sunana and Jamie and lots of other things in the world, asking God to help us, Emma.
Let's pray. Today in our prayers for others, we want to think about our youth and children's project in Pakistan and in Kilmount. We want to spend time thinking about the places in the world that are helping people learn the foundations of their faith, so that they will not be shaken when things are difficult. And that they also want to learn what it means to follow Jesus and live for him, even when things are easier. So we pray for the United Bible Training Centre in Pakistan. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the many women and girls who have the opportunity to attend the centre, which has been set up to train in the foundations of their faith, and to help them to share what they learn with others in their communities and to teach others about God and what it means to be a follower of Jesus. By the support of the project, we pray it will continue to help to fund courses which aim to equip the women as Bible teachers and evangelists in local congregations as they faithfully teach the Bible to children and young people throughout Pakistan. Also, today we pray for Kilmount Presbyterian, which is a small congregation with just over 30 families in the Monaghan Presbytery. We give you thanks for the growing number of children and young people, along with their families in that congregation. And we pray too that through the support of the Youth and Children's Project this year, it will help to resource a much needed space for the children and young people, and indeed the whole church community, as they learn more of the foundations of their faith and how to live that faith out for everyone to see. We pray for our own congregation here in Omagh, and we ask that all members will continue to grow in their faith, that we may hear the words of Jesus, understand, and then put into action to create the firm foundations on which we are to live all our lives. We pray especially for Jigsaw and Blast, for all the children and young people who so faithfully attend each week. We also give you thanks, Lord, for the leaders, and we thank you for their dedication and enthusiasm over the year, as they share their faith and encourage our children and young people to build their faith on the strong foundations of Jesus Christ. We ask that in the summer months ahead, there would be a time of rest and refreshment, and that all will return again for the new season in September. We ask these our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're now going to take up our offerings this morning, and I think, are the children lifting?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the children are going to lift the offerings. Father God, we thank you for all your goodness to us. We thank you for our friends and for our family and for our homes and for the food that we will have on our tables. We thank you too, O Lord, for the faith that we have in your Son Jesus. We thank you for the record that we have of his life here on earth, of the words of truth that he shared with us. And so we pray, O Lord, that you would help us to understand and to live those out in our daily lives. And one of the things you ask us to do, O Lord, is to show generosity to others, because you have been so generous to us. And so we pray that you would take these, our offerings, and that you would use them for the building up of this congregation here in Omagh, the Presbyterian Church throughout Ireland, and the whole Christian Church throughout the world. May you do great things through these small gifts, because you can do amazing things, for you are a great God. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Now, just before we close, I'm going to ask if Julie and Isabel and Linda would like to come up. give out the prizes for their classes. Henry's going to give a hand here.
He knows what to do. You go up there to Julie now and give them out. You call your class, Julie. You...
And Robbie.
Hannah.
And Leon. Leah.
And Ava Crawford, Ella Crawford, Caitlin McGrath, Charlie Harper, Ben Henry, are you going to keep you to the last one? And then we have Jamie Butler, Rachel Irwin, Connor McLaughlin, and Katie Stark.
Oh, the big guys, are you going to do the big... What about yourself? Good man, that's a good job you did. We do have other young people and boys and girls.
I don't know which one.
That's yours. That one's yours. And Sunday's in Blast and Jigsaw, but not everybody can be with us today, but we will make sure that they get their prizes as well. And finally, the young people, because they're not children anymore, apparently, and Blast, and that's my class at the minute. Sam?
Very much. Jeepers. So that was a thank you from the teachers to you for coming so faithfully to Sunday school and learning your lessons and taking part in class. And we hope that that will build a foundation for you in your faith in Jesus, and that as you get this little gift token, that you will be able to take it and use it and maybe buy something that will help you in your faith as you grow. And we are really, 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 really thankful to the Jigsaw and Blast leaders for all their faithful work in preparing for your lessons. And so I would like you to set your envelopes down and to stand up. Everybody, Blast as well.
Stand up too.
And I want you to give your teachers a big round of applause, which is like this. Big round of applause. Let me see. And now I want the congregation to stand up and give a big round of applause to the teachers for all the hard work that they've done. So thank you very much.
For the teachers, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for all that they have done. Now, come September, there's going to be a little change in the time when you come for Jigsaw and Blast. And we've given your mummies or daddies or your grannies letters home. And I will make sure that anyone who's not here will also get a letter to let them know about the changes. So you will be coming back to Jigsaw and Blast on the 8th of September. But instead of coming at 10:30, you're going to come at 11:30. And you'll come to church first. And then we'll do a little bit in church with you. A song and a hymn and a talk, and then you'll go out to Jigsaw or Blast and you will get your Sunday school lesson then, okay? And then you'll be able to go home with Mummy and Daddy at 12:30 or so, whenever the minister has stopped her big long sermons, and you can get out from then. So from the 8th of September, there'll be a change to the timing of Jigsaw and Blast. There'll also be a little bit of a change in the leaders that will be helping out, because the leaders you currently have will be heading up 4 or 5 different teams of leaders on a rota basis. So some people you will know, some people you will get to know. But we trust and pray that next year you will continue to learn the things of God and that you would put your faith and your trust in Jesus and seek to follow him all the days of your lives. So we're going to sing our final hymn, which is hymn 558, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
Joy to love and serve the Lord, and may you know the blessing of God on